WTAW News Time is 8:05 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax. It's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Much of the state funding cut from A&M by the legislature 2 years ago is being restored. That was part of the budget message given by University President Bowen Lofton to the Faculty Senate earlier this month.
What happened in sort of net is, and this is approximate, is that we lost about $60 million of state appropriations for this biennium compared to last biennium. We've recovered about two-thirds of that.
Lofton says administrators are crunching numbers for next year's budget, including what might be possible in giving merit pay raises.
The CFO has provided the units with budgetary templates to begin working on the budgets for FY14. Those are in play right now, but the uncertainty at the moment is going to be the size of the merit pool that I may be able to support from central funds beginning this fall.
Lofton says A&M will receive more than $2 million in state money to help pay for nearly $10 million the university absorbs when veterans and dependents take advantage of benefits under the Hazelwood Act. The Brazos County District Attorney and his top deputy are headed halfway around the world.
County commissioners yesterday approved the request for a week-long trip in the Philippines. D.A. Jarvis Parsons says he and Brian Baker going overseas saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipino citizens here. It's all part of the upcoming capital murder trial of Gabriel Hall. The now 20-year-old's accused of killing a College Station man and the attempted murder of his wife during a burglary at the victim's home in October 2011. Parsons declined to provide further information about the trip to WTAW News because of the active case. Hall's defense lawyers filed paperwork in district court indicating Hall was born in the Philippines and claims he suffered poverty, abuse, and neglect during the first 6 years of his life. Defense lawyers also say both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings have criminal records. Hall also spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they have had trouble finding out the identities and locations of his housemates who they want to question. The DA's trip request to commissioners does not identify who they'll be interviewing, other than they were sought by Hall's lawyers. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan School Board has filled one of its two remaining openings for principal. An internal promotion was given at this week's meeting. The new principal at Davila Middle School is Shannon McGeehee. She's been with the district for 12 years, most recently at Rudder High School as an associate principal. Yet to be filled is the principal slot at Sam Rayburn Middle School. The College Station City Council invites you to buy cemetery space before rates go up later this year. That was the closing thought following the council's recent vote on the future fee schedule for the Parks and Recreation Department, including the two city cemeteries. There was no action on James Benham's idea to discount cemetery space based on how many years you lived in College Station.
Keep the market rate where it is and discount for people who are lifelong citizens of College Station to be buried in College Station. But that's another thought. Is
you get 10% for every year you live here?
Maybe.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Maybe 10%, or maybe 1% per year of residency in College Station. Some lifelong residents could get some benefit.
For all the
years they paid property tax and sales tax in the city of College Station.
Sorry. The 10% increase, which begins October 1st, is the latest move to make cemetery fees cover operational costs. The Department of Public Safety and AgriLife Extension are doing a joint campaign to reduce summertime drunk driving. AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says PASS is an acronym that stands for Person Appointed to Stay Sober.
That's not the person that's had the least amount of alcohol. A lot of people think that the designated driver is the one that's drank the less, but it's really the person that's drank zero.
Kovar says summertime alcohol consumption results in the largest number of crashes that cause fatalities and injuries. The Travis County District Attorney says she remains legally responsible for investigating state ethics violations despite the governor's veto of funding for the Public Integrity Unit based in her office. Rosemary Lemberg told Travis County Judge Sam Bisco it would take a change in the state constitution.
Where we stand today, though, is that without some extraordinary effort, state funding has disappeared.
That's my understanding of the situation.
It was the first time Lemberg responded publicly since the governor cut $3.5 million in annual funding. Perry said the public had lost confidence in Lemberg after she refused to resign following a drunk driving conviction, and that the only way he could retaliate was to cut the unit's funding. And the Texas Senate has given preliminary approval to diverting nearly $1 billion a year from the state's reserve fund to help ease the state's road building and maintenance crisis under the crush of a rapidly expanding population. The constitutional amendment still needs a final vote to send it to the House with 1 week left in the special session. If passed by the legislature, the amendment would go before voters statewide in November. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at bcstirepros.com.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best the Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center will make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
8:12, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Go to BrazosBounty.com and find out how you can be a guy or a gal who gives stuff to new folks who come here.
We have a few scattered showers way off to our east this morning, but that's where they're going to stay. I think we're going to be partly sunny with a high around 95 today. May see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy conditions overnight, 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will be up near 95 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows near 75. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, I wish we had a Jethro trivia question today because I think Ann Horton is here this morning for the first time since we've had Jethro trivia. How are you today?
What? The problem is, counting on that.
Well, the problem is it's one that was in the news so much that we all know the answer to it. So.
Well, we might not. Maybe.
Okay, and then
maybe
how would that look?
Read the news.
And then see, and then how would that look? See, I'm just trying to protect everybody.
Or we could
here.
All just win.
Oh, we could.
It could
just
be a win-win-win-win situation.
I like that.
All right. Okay. Well, I like that idea.
Ahead.
All right.
They're
well.
Goading you.
I know.
Don't fall for
That's
it.
That's right. It's my show. I'm not going to do it.
Oh.
And Ann Horton joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you,
Good.
Scott?
Thank you for being with us this morning. Some things that that happened last week in council, kind of like to go over those, and then we'll talk about some stuff that might be on your radar screen. The Texas Reds Festival continues to be a work in progress, I guess, organic.
Right.
I like the idea that a city wants to dive in and do something. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to meet the revenue projections for the first couple of years, and that's kind of been the case as far as Texas Reds is concerned. But it sounds like you're trying to find some ways that will make it more all-encompassing, make it easier for people to be there. And then also, you know, if you're going to have something downtown, you want to make it easy for the merchants to make a little bit of money while they're
Absolutely.
Downtown, too. So,
Absolutely.
You know, anyhow, your thoughts, first of all, because, you're taking the fence down, huh?
Right.
Okay, and going to make it a nominal fee to get in.
Right. No more fence. And I think that's going to make everybody a lot happier. I don't know how effective it was. We did make some money from having people pay at the gate, but that's coming down, and I think that'll, I'm hopeful that that will make all the merchants downtown happy too.
Sure. And again, you had a great lineup last year, but the weather is something you don't have any control over, and that kind of...
Who knew we would get a downpour like that, a storm.
We liked it, but we just didn't need it on that particular weekend. Now, speaking of, the dates will be the 27th and 28th.
Of September.
Yep. But I know that what you're trying to do also is to make it a situation where the merchants can be making some money off of this.
Yes, indeed. We're working more closely this time with the Downtown Bryan Association and encouraging the merchants to get even more involved than what they have been in the past. We won't be selling steaks like we have in the past. We hope that people go down there and visit our downtown restaurants. A lot of them have already agreed to provide either a steak dinner or something steak-related. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, give everybody a chance to visit some of our really wonderful restaurants there.
Sure. And again, maybe that's the deal, is if you take the idea of the name, you've named the festival Texas Reds, but if it maybe doesn't have to be a steak, maybe it's just some sort of a red meat dish, then
exactly.
You can do that. So asking them to buy in. Now, as far as Downtown Bryan Association, what are you kind of asking from them?
They're going to be helping us in many ways, and one of them is encouraging more participation from the merchants and from the restaurateurs down there. Also, on, I believe it's Saturday night, they are going to have their own music stage event that's going to be on 26th Street, and that will lead up to the event that's going to be on the main stage that night.
Okay. So, and I know that part of this, obviously, is that you obviously want to be in the black for this, but you've also earmarked that some of this money is going to go for a special cause as well.
We have indeed. For our firefighters, you know, we lost two firefighters in February. We have two who have been recovering from the injuries that they sustained during that. And we want this to be about them. We want to make money so that we can contribute that to our firefighters association.
So now, as I understand, how is the pricing going to be this year as far as entrance and then if they want to consume?
Okay, there is no charge for getting in, but if you do want to consume beer or wine, you'll pay $5 for a wristband,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be an additional wristband of $5 to attend the main stage event on Saturday night.
So if you want to walk and wander, you could absolutely walk in and be free.
Yes,
wouldn't
indeed.
Cost you anything. Yeah, okay. Well, and again, I think that's a good situation, I know you want to take this and lift it up and get it going and be on its own 2 feet, and that's certainly something that makes sense.
We do. You know, we have so many people who come down here for the event, even from all across the state and across the country, and they're excited about what's going on down there. It's a wonderful event, and we want to make it more accessible for everyone to come down and enjoy it. And we're hoping that people will especially come down this time and help us support our firefighters.
Sure. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton joining us this morning. Some pretty good news came out from the tax revenues. That's always something that you look forward to.
It is indeed.
And you got some good numbers.
We did. We have gone up and in our tax revenue, sales tax, and also in our hotel tax. So it's been a very good year for us, and we're very happy about that.
I think, if I recall correctly, 6.2% up from this point last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a healthy increase.
It is. It is.
And the thing is, obviously, College Station with far more hotel rooms, they can see a true dollar increase that's greater, but you're adding some beds. I mean,
we are.
You got a new one. Has it just opened up? Is that right? Just down from Chicks, is that right? Did that one just open up?
I believe that's right.
Yeah.
And then another one coming up on University Drive. So, yeah, we're adding some beds, and we're expecting bigger numbers even after we get those beds added.
Right. And one of the other things that took place and probably was the highest profile was the idea of about a 600 rooftop development that's going to take place on the west side over near Chick Lane. This is an area that obviously is going to end up being the portal to the city. I believe that's where most people will enter. They'll get to see Bryan. That's the showcase end with the Walmart coming in and a lot of development there. But this council decided that it would not take the recommendation of your fire marshal and your fire chief having to do with the separation of these units. It was a 4-1 vote. I believe Art Hughes voted against
Correct.
It. That means you voted for it.
I did.
You voted against the recommendation of your fire marshal and your fire chief. As one member of council, would you give us your thoughts there?
Okay. As I said that night, I think that we as a city need to take a look at this rule that we have of 7.5-foot setback, which is what we've had on the books for a long time. There are cities all around the state who are doing this. But, you know, the thing that I guess that made the difference for me was we were not setting a precedent with this. It had already been set. There are several subdivisions around the city who already have this 5-foot setback. And I didn't think, we'd already asked the developer to go back and reduce the number of homes in that area, give some wider lots. And I didn't think it was fair for us to have approved for other subdivisions the 5-foot setback and not approve it for this subdivision too. Now, another thing we need to remember is we may have a 45-foot wide lot, but we may have a house that's only 30 feet wide. It doesn't mean that every rooftop or every setback is going to be 5 feet. You know, just because of the size of the house, there may be more room between those homes than the 5-foot setback.
And I'd like to know if this has ever come up in discussion. I don't care much for what Austin has done. Austin let McMansions get in there and become a big problem. But I think one of the wisest things that they did is they said that the footprint of the structure cannot take up more than 75% of the lot size. Is this anything that you have looked at before?
I have not, but I think that's an interesting concept, and we might ought to take a look at that. I think it's something that we do need to explore, our setbacks and what you mentioned there.
Yeah, because again, the first responders are trying to do this for the health and safety,
exactly.
Not of today, but 10 years down mm-hmm. the road. And there were certainly mentions of other subdivisions and other cities where this has happened. But if and talking to Bart Humphreys from College Station Fire Department the other day, you know what happens if you've got cars that are parked on either side and that emergency vehicle can't get through? Well, if it's a fire truck, they'll drag hose. That's what they do in College Station, presume they do it in Bryan. But what if it's an ambulance, and what if you have to get down to the end of the street? I mean, real problems somewhere down the road are being considered about when they talk about this.
That's true. And again, that's something I think that we need to take a serious look at.
Now, again, as one member of council, the discussion about the tattoo parlor, I'd like to get your thoughts on that entire environment and where you stand on it.
Okay, we're going to be looking at that as a council pretty soon. I don't believe it's this meeting coming up, but probably in July. Mm-hmm. I'm very interested in what the Planning and Zoning Commission has come up with. They came up with some regulations that would govern tattoo studios, I think they prefer to be called, all across the city. And I think we really need to take a close look at what they've come up with. They had some great ideas. I like our Planning and Zoning Commission. They're very thoughtful people. And they had a subcommittee who looked at this and came up with this. So we will spend some time looking at it and deliberating it.
Based on what you know today, this is brought to you today, would you vote in favor of having that parlor at that location in downtown Bryan?
Because I haven't completely read everything that the P&Z has written, I wouldn't make a decision until I had read it.
You know, I like to throw these little ideas out there just to see what will happen, but the concept of 1 mile separation between studios, which is, again, I think something that they've looked at.
It is.
What that could cause is a situation where you had them spread all over the city. People might not want to have a tattoo parlor in this area, wherever. I don't want to name any subdivisions in general, necessarily, but would it not be better to have a zone where that is present in downtown Bryan as opposed to, you know, are you going to have to fight this battle again in another subdivision or in front of subdivision C or D or E on down the road if you separate it or spread it across the city?
These will be allowed, but they will be allowed with the conditional use permit. So every one of them will have to come back to the P&Z.
Okay. Well, all right, that's what I've got. What do you got for me today?
Okay. We are having a big summer in Bryan. The reading, summer reading program at the library has started. I went to their kickoff about 2 weeks ago. I've never seen so many kids in all my life. There were hundreds of them. It was a great event, and I hope that parents will make sure their kids get down to the libraries.
It's the basic and it's the basis in learning. If you're not going to be a reader, you're not going to be embracing new things and learning about things if you don't read.
Right. As old as I am, I remember going to the Carnegie Library downtown Bryan for, you know, in the summers.
The Roundtree Room upstairs, right?
Yes. And I hope that parents will encourage their children to read. It makes all the difference in the world in a kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
We have next month is the National Parks and Recreation Month, and there's going to be a lot of things going on, a lot of special events. So please go to our website, bryantx.gov, and take a look at that. And we're about to kick off our budget process
there
for 2014. Mm-hmm. Something to look forward to starting July the 9th.
Lots of big numbers. But that's okay as long as our tax revenues are going up. That's a good thing, right?
It makes everything much better.
Don't have to squeeze it down. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Ann Horton, she's the mayor pro tem of the city of Bryan, and our community segment is brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VandykeRankin.com.
We have numbers in from Bellwether FedEx. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. FedEx posted an adjusted quarterly profit that topped Wall Street forecasts, but CEO Fred Smith says FedEx is being pressured by the slow economy. A lot of customers still prefer to use the least expensive services. The company's latest guidance fell short of analyst views. Resorts could be a little more crowded this summer. Nearly two-thirds of the people responding to a new Harris poll say they plan to take at least one leisure trip between now and the start of fall. That is up slightly from last year. But many respondents say they'd like to travel, but economic uncertainties could keep them home. Procter & Gamble will be demonstrating products and passing out samples and coupons in New York City this summer. Various events will be broadcast nationwide over the Internet. P&G says it will be the biggest consumer event in its history. Stock market futures suggest we'll start out slowly this morning. The Federal Reserve's announcement could determine how stocks end the midweek session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Membership helps Strictly Bicycles keep business tuned.
Building a bike is like building a small business. With a bike, it's about weight, and a business, it's cutting costs.
The Plum Card from American Express Open offers an early pay discount or extra time to pay your bill with no interest.
It helps with my cash flow and lets me reinvest so I could put my money to work.
Find out more at open.com.
I'm Nelson Gutierrez, and I'm a member of Making My Money Work as Hard as I Do.
This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
Terms and conditions apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
The search for exotic new species takes scientists to remote corners of the world and to sink drains in bathrooms. It's there that a team of scientists reporting on the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found and sequenced the genes of TM6 bacteria. Because TM6 can't be grown in the laboratory, little is known about them, even though they may play a role in the spread of disease. The report highlights techniques for isolating the genetic material of elusive bacteria to help fill the gaping holes in our understanding of microbes and their effects. In other news, the Earth's first spark of life had extraterrestrial origins, according to scientists writing in the Journal of Physical Chemistry. Their computer models show that comet impacts on the young Earth provided the conditions needed to create the complex building blocks of life. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
All right, we are in summer, aren't we? Yeah, it's we've looked at the weather, and we know that's the truth. And as a result, you need to make sure that your home is kind of weatherized for the summertime. And the folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with that. First of all, anytime we have extremes in weather, whether it's cold or hot, whether it's wet or dry, critters from the outside try to get to the inside. Sometimes they're four legs, sometimes they're six, sometimes they're eight. ABC Home and Commercial Services can take care of them if you've already got them in your house, and they can make sure that others don't show up. And all that can be done with one phone call, 361-0500. Also, because of the heat, let's see how your lawn survives this year. Maybe some things that you do in the off season when it's not so hot can make sure that the first things that pop up that are green, first of all, aren't weeds. And secondly, that you can come up with a lawn that probably is sustainable on less water. And that is an absolutely free service. If you call ABC Home and Commercial Services, if you're about to start a project, you've got some ideas, then give them a call. They'll come out. They'll have a look at it. They'll give you an estimate as to what they could do as far as work is concerned. And if you need somebody to take care of your lawn, your shrubs, your flower beds, either a one-time cleanup as the spring gets started or to go on around the year, ABC Home and Commercial Services is the answer there again. So go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com or abchomeandcommercial.com or give them a call at 361-0500. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. An internal promotion fills a principal's position in the Bryan School District. At this week's school board meeting, Shannon McGeehee was named the new principal at Davi Law Middle School. She moves from an associate principal's position at Rudder High School. McGeehee has been a teacher and administrator in Bryan ISD for 12 years. The selection process continues for the district's last principal vacancy at Sam Rayburn Middle School. After October 1st, it will cost 10% more for cemetery space in College Station. That's part of the Parks and Recreation Department fee schedule approved recently by the City Council. The city's finance director, Jeff Kirsten, educated three new council members recently that the opening of the new Memorial Cemetery in Aggie Field took place at the same time as the last economic recession.
We were starting to really get into to try to get some of those sales is when we saw some of the downturn nationally in the economy. Where we felt that we probably lost some of those as that happened right at the same time that we're trying to get the cemetery operation up and going. So we are trying to continue that effort to see those sales on the Aggie Field of Honor side. It has been slower than what we hoped it would be.
Kirsten says the increases aren't as much as originally considered in order to generate more sales. It's normal business for elected bodies to approve travel requests. Going to the other side of the world, however, might get your attention.
Brazos County District Attorney Jarvis Parsons and First Assistant Brian Baker are headed to the Philippines next month. The week-long visits to question witnesses sought by the lawyers representing a capital murder defendant. Gabriel Hall, a native Filipino, was 18 at the time. He's accused of burglarizing a College Station home, then killing one resident and severely injuring another. County commissioners approved Parsons' trip request yesterday. While the DA told WTAW News he couldn't talk about the trip because the case was still active, he wrote to commissioners that they're deposing witnesses requested by Hall's lawyers. Parsons also noted it saves the cost of bringing 12 to 15 Filipinos to Bryan for Hall's trial. According to court paperwork filed by defense lawyers, the first 6 years of Hall's life were spent in poverty, abuse, and neglect, with both of Hall's parents and at least one of his siblings having criminal records. After that, Hall spent 5 years in a Filipino orphanage, and his lawyers say they're having trouble identifying the other orphans who lived with Hall and where they're located now in order to question them. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More state money is headed to A&M during the next 2 years, but President Bowen Lofton says lawmakers did not restore all the cuts made for the current biennium that comes to a close September 30th. One example Lofton gave to the Faculty Senate earlier this month is the Competitive Knowledge Fund.
That fund was cut
for this biennium from $1 million per year for every $10 million of sponsored research we received down to $700,000. It's been restored to $900,000 for every $10 million, so we came back up again in that regard.
For the first time, A&M is receiving state money that will cover about one-fourth of the $10 million cost of educating veterans and their dependents under the Hazelwood Act.
In spite of a number of objections to it, the state did recognize this problem, and we got appropriated $2.4 million to help us offset some of the impact of that for this coming biennium.
Lofton says administrators are preparing next year's budget with the plan to give merit pay raises. Person appointed to stay sober, also known as PASS, is the theme of a safe driving campaign promoted by AgriLife Extension and the Department of Public Safety.
During the summer months, we have more fatalities and more crashes because people are out having a good time, going to the lakes, going to the ocean, you know, hanging out with friends at the barbecue, and they're drinking more, and ultimately they're having more crashes, more fatalities, more injuries.
AgriLife's Cindy Kovar says the message is to have a designated driver who consumes no alcohol during a summer outing. Teens who want to get bronzed will have to lie by the pool this summer. That's because a bill that bans minors from tanning salon beds has passed in the state legislature and has now become law. David Marwitz with the Texas Dermatological Society says it will save lives.
We think that it's a step in the right direction of preventing melanomas, which are some of the fastest growing cancers.
Texas now joins four other states which have banned minors from using tanning beds. Members of a Texas House panel say they feel conflicted about approving proposed new punishments for 17-year-olds who are convicted of capital murder with the mandatory possibility of parole after 40 years. State Representative Stephanie Carter of Dallas says she's really torn because they only have 8 days to pass legislation. The governor added the topic to the special session, which ends next week. Currently, a 17-year-old convicted of capital murder in Texas is sentenced to life in prison without parole, but the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that such a sentence is unconstitutional for minors. And nearly 4 years after the deadly Fort Hood shooting rampage, the Army psychiatrist charged in the case will finally go on trial after a judge refused his request for a 3-month delay. Jury selection in Major Nidal Hassan's trial is set for July 9th and is expected to last 4 weeks. The judge said testimony will start August 6th at the earliest. The judge, Colonel Tara Osborne, says she understands the need for a speedy trial and realizes it has been delayed several times, but she added that the court's paramount concern is that the accused receives a fair trial. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 81 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The BMW 3 Series is the only car to win Car and Driver's 10 Best 22 years in a row. As in, the 3 Series isn't one of a few to do this, it's one of one to do this. No other vehicle has ever done it in the history of Car and Driver. Not Audi, not Mercedes, never, ever, 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 ever. Come see why for yourself. The BMW 3 Series. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
We have a few scattered showers way off to our east this morning, but that's where they're going to stay. I think we're going to be partly sunny with a high around 95 today. May see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy conditions overnight, 75. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Highs will be up near 95 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows near 75. Friday's going to be partly to mostly sunny with highs of 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You know, as time goes on, it's so unfortunate. We have one thing after another, the great traditions of our country falling by the wayside. There's one scandal after another. Oh, and now a new scandal. I was hoping there'd be some music here. There it is. You recognize this? No?
No, I don't.
This is the Captain Crunch Show with your host, Captain Crunch.
I didn't realize he had a show.
Me neither.
Yeah, so there you go. But in this time that's rife with scandals, the internet has somehow managed yesterday to unearth perhaps the greatest controversy in recorded history. The beloved cereal mascot, Captain Crunch, is not actually a captain. That's right.
What?
While the captain's uniform displays three stripes, a naval captain traditionally wears four stripes on his or her cuff. In
well,
other
he's
words,
just a cereal guy.
Well, but see, it wasn't long before CNN unleashed the full force of its on-air talent to get to the bottom of the soggy cereal bowl of lies, raising the issue yesterday morning with a TV crawl that read, "Cap'n Crunch, not really a captain?" Question mark.
You don't think people would have been offended if they'd given him four stripes like a real captain?
Well, you know, that's probably a pretty good point. There could be the National Association of Retired Captains could get angry about that. In response to the claims that he's been lying about his rank, potentially making him a criminal and a traitor, Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch took to his official Twitter account to refute the allegations, declaring the allegations, quote, all hearsay and a misunderstanding. I, captain of the USS Guppy, or the SS Guppy, and my crew, that makes me an official captain. He's absolutely right, and of course, being the commander of a seafaring vessel automatically entitles him to be called captain, no matter how many little bars he has.
Well, I honestly don't care whether or not he's a captain as long as he keeps providing me with berries.
Okay. Oh, you're a berry person, aren't
you? I like those berries.
Oh. Crunch berries?
Oh, yeah.
I was supposed to ask you something. Oh, what's your favorite television show?
Me?
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
Okay. How about something that's been produced in the last 5 years?
That wasn't produced in the last 5 years.
No, it wasn't.
There was another show. I like Keeping Up Appearances, The Irish RM. I enjoyed Doctor Who until they got this River Song person that I despise, and I've stopped watching the show.
River Song, is that a group or something?
No, River Song is this annoying woman that I don't like her.
Okay, all right, okay.
Anyway, why? What are you getting
that's
to?
That's all. We're just discussing that, just wondering what your favorite television, because I knew you didn't spend a lot of time watching television.
Who has time for television?
And the thing is, you know, what people watch might be some sort of an insight into, you know, the things that they enjoy in their leisure time. So that was the only reason.
I like junkyards.
Okay, cool. New Yorkers will be able to charge their cell phones on the go this summer thanks to a pilot program by AT&T. It's called Street Charge, features the latest in solar panel and battery technology. Looks like those kiosks that you see at the airports. You'll charge any of your handheld devices, your micro USB, USB 30-pin connector, or lightning port. And the best yet, it's free. According to PC Magazine, Street Charge debuted this week in four locations across the five boroughs, and more locations on the way. AT&T expects to launch about 25 Street Charge mobile stations this summer. It'll be about 90 days that they'll have those in. Once the promotion ends, though, Street Charge may expand permanently to other cities. It's free?
Free.
And again, how many imports, you know, how many inputs does it have for those? Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to digress a few minutes. When you were talking earlier about the tattoo parlors.
Yes.
I'm missing the boat on that whole issue. I am 100% against tattoos, don't like them, but I got family members who have them, but I'm very pro-business, and I don't understand why they're being singled out or what the isolation is with them. I know that in years past there's been a stigmatism to the type of customers they attract and things like that, but I don't think that's the same today as it was 20 or 30 years ago.
Well,
and so I don't know why they're being singled out as we have to have special accommodations for them.
I appreciate your comments. I understand where you're coming from. You're right. There was a stigma to these types of locations in the past, and I suppose that when you get into a situation where you are the first of any kind of business that is outside a general realm that they have in downtown, what they want to do is they want to preserve what downtown Bryan is or can become. And so from that standpoint, I don't know that necessarily, for instance, I want to try to think of another one. If someone was going to open up some other kind of a shop that might be esoteric in some ways, but again, first of its kind within that area, then there might be the same type of reaction. But I know what you're saying, and I understand that. Thank you. I appreciate your call. And I feel the same way. I never get a tattoo in my life. Just wouldn't. Just not me. But by the same token, if somebody does want to do that for a living, then they should be free to be able to do that, and they should be able to as long as, you know, whatever the community allows, they should be able to have their business wherever they want. But I think because they're trying to develop downtown Bryan in a special way, in a certain way, this happens to be the first kind of a, for lack of a better word, controversial business that's coming in. So first of its kind type situation. Now what that's going to do, as Ann Horton said to us, is that's going, staff is coming back to council with recommendations as to how tattoo parlors in other parts of the city would be introduced. And again, that'll be a discussion for another day after they voted on it. But I appreciate your call, and I think there are many people who certainly understand exactly what you're saying.
I think that's probably fairly pervasive.
Yeah, you're right. It's just tattoos are different now. It's different.
Yeah,
it's not the way that it used to be. And so there. All right, so want to know where your chicken McNuggets came from? I mean, besides deep fryer number 7, for instance.
Parts. They came from parts, because parts is parts.
Days is parts. Australian McDonald's restaurants have a free app that lets people use their iPhones to scan barcodes on specially packaged products served at the chain to find out where the food originally came from. It also profiles some of the farmers, fishermen, and bakers who provide the ingredients. I know that'll make us all feel better. I'll reference again a segment on a show called Portlandia, which is a little bit odd, but I enjoy it, where the two stars go in and they sit down in a restaurant in Portland where they're going to have free-range chicken, and the hostess instead comes out and gives them a bio of the chicken. Harley was a chicken who was such and such, and he liked to do this and that. And, you know, now they're about to eat Harley, so, you know. So maybe more than you want to know about your food.
Oh, that's funny.
Hello?
I have maintained for years there's only one part of the chicken that looks like that, so they should be renamed the Chicken McBooties.
You know,
oh,
they're
my gosh.
We did the story a few months ago. You know, they're different. They're only like 5 different shapes of Chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
They came up with 5 different, you know,
why is
cookie
that?
Cutters. Well, obviously, they have a limited number from a production standpoint because they want to be efficient in their production of the product. Now, why they did that, I'm not sure. In other words, why they chose those, I'm sure it had to do with the idea that there would be some little appendage on there that you would hold on to. Heaven forbid you should actually get your fingers into the dipping sauce, because then, I don't know, you might bite your finger off thinking it was part of the Chicken McNugget. I'm not sure about that.
Take me camping. Take me camping. Take me camping.
Now, tell me, who can resist that? And at RV Station's huge 4th of July sale in Bryan, USA, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Why a pre-4th of July sale, you ask? Because you might want to use your new camper on Independence Day. Now through July 4th, save thousands on the best RV brands in the country. At the huge pre-4th sale, get a 2013 Puma 28 VHS bunkhouse. This one has all the options, folks, just $18,995. Stock number 1546. If a motorhome is more your style, get a brand new Jayco Red Hawk Class C double slider, folks. Travel in style and take $19,500 off MSRP. Just $67,995. Stock number 2340. Get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Don't be silly. Come to RV Station.
See, even a child knows where to shop. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with us.
Don't get locked into a cable contract. You can get up to $150 back when you switch and you save with Suddenlink. They've got a VIP perks program when you bundle all three services, as a matter of fact. Saves you money, and again, there are perks there. Sometimes, you know, you need to call home. and get the peace of mind with Suddenlink's unlimited local and long-distance calling. It's one price. It's a set price. You know what it's going to be. You get Suddenlink HD TV, internet, and home phone for only $30 per service per month when you bundle. And also now you can get an upgrade to the new 15 meg internet. That's $20 a month for 12 months when you bundle with your TV or phone. And you can upgrade to home phone for only $10 a month for 12 months when you bundle with your TV or internet. Lots and lots of different things for you to take advantage of. You've got Jack the Giant Slayer. That was available yesterday, starting yesterday. And also 21 and Over. And that one's 28 days before Netflix and Redbox. And later on this month, it's the incredible Burt Wonderstone. Those are some of the Suddenlink on-demand programs that you can see. All of that and so much more. Call Suddenlink today at 1-800-915-1866 or visit Suddenlink.com and save during the big red tag event.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCSTirePros.com.
If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, move the junk food to the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading list, even kids' cookbooks. And we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain Summer Reading Program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn bookworm bucks. A summer full of reading and a store full of books. Come on, let's grab them a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out details at halfpricebooks.com or at your neighborhood Half Price Bookstore.
8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'm not sure what this is all about. But two women bringing their little ones to school in a rural Irish village, Doon. It's the village of Doon. That's D-O-O-N, not Dune, which is that whole...
that movie. Not the movie with Sting.
Well, okay. Once again, it was a series of books before it was a movie,
well,
but that's fine.
I know that.
Yeah, okay, anyway. No, it's not that one. Anyway, but it just says, these two women bringing their little ones to school in a rural Irish village got into a brawl that left both of them topless. I don't know what that means. Shocked witnesses...
Brawl over what?
Hmm? A brawl. It doesn't say just a brawl that left both of them topless.
That left them It was a brawl that left them brawless.
Yeah, there you go. Shocked witnesses said the women, once close friends, squared off over an earlier fight between two men they knew. Oh, my goodness. It's those Irish again. My God. What are we going to do about that? All right. Shirtless man climbed an electrical tower in Los Angeles and kept cops at bay for 4 hours until they coaxed him down with the promise of a blanket. You can have your blankie. And the neighbors came through with their guarantee, giving him a blanket before he was busted for misdemeanor trespassing. Here we go. It's a cat story, Cat. You ready? Ready for a cat
yeah,
story?
Yeah.
A neighborhood thief in England has been caught, but now comes the hard part, returning the items stolen by Theo, a three-year-old Siamese. The cat burglar.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Has been coming home with all sorts of items, such as a phone charger, a pen, a child's piece of artwork, and a hand puppet. The caretaker of Theo, no one owns a cat, right? Paul Edwards says his neighbors have been very understanding. That damn cat comes in here again. I'll be in trouble. That's all I'm saying. Let's see what else. Oh, Miss Utah did not win Sunday night's Miss USA pageant after botching her interview question, but she did win most viral moment of the evening.
Of course.
In the interview section, you know about that. So on Tuesday, she was given a second shot by the Today Show's Matt Lauer. When Matt asked the question again, she replied, "So this is not okay. It needs to be equal pay for equal work. It's hard enough already to earn a living. It shouldn't be harder just because you're a woman." So there you go. By the way, for Marissa's part, this was Marissa's third time in her pageant career. She conceded that her nerves got the better of her on Sunday night, and she answered the question without thinking. So, okay, just letting you know.
Yokey doke.
Yeah, everything's fine. Obesity, you know what that is, obesity. That's what that is more than just a major health concern in U.S. America. The American Medical Association calling it a disease. Did you hear that this morning?
No.
They had that on the news this morning. According to Healthline, the AMA voted yesterday against recommendations from its own committees to classify obesity as a disease. It's a disease. There's no legal bearing on the vote, but it will impact how obesity is treated in U.S. America. Specifically, what is and is not covered under most medical insurance policies, okay? That's what we're talking about. With obesity now classified as a disease, this could mean broader health care coverage for both the treatment and prevention of obesity. Please, I can't stop. I need help. Oh, by the way, I want it under insurance so you can pay to help me stop doing something.
Read into this Obamacare.
Uh-huh. Hmm. There's those against branding obesity as a disease worry it could cause some patients to believe they're diseased and not able to improve their condition. Hear, hear. Exactly. Thank you very much.
I just think it's silly whether you call it a disease or not. Just deal with it.
Well,
you know?
But it's
not.
But I understand. But you see, this is what's going to happen now because the AMA has called it a disease. They now will find some way that they'll classify it under health care for both treatment and prevention.
I mean, can we call bad breath a disease?
Well, we're working on it, okay? Don't give them any ideas. But, I mean, it's like, oh, okay, I want to go get non-Nutriflab diet supplements or non-Nutriflab meals that you send me in a box, okay? All right, you send those to... Oh, wait. No, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and send those to me, but I want to be able to have my insurance company pay for that.
I don't... But see, but you don't catch obesity.
I understand that. And I'm not... Yes, I hear you completely. But what I'm saying is, because they're going to define it as a disease now, a medical condition, they will broaden the health care coverage for the treatment and prevention of it. Hmm. You're right. You can't catch it.
Well, I mean, people do need help, but calling it a disease is not going to make a difference.
Well, it will from the insurance standpoint. That's where it makes the difference. That's the problem. It's about insurance.
Hello, I'm Earl Wurzbach, a local McDonald's owner-operator here in Bryan College Station. We'd like to invite you to join us for lunch Thursday, June 20th from 11 to 2, when McDonald's will be donating a portion of our sales to the 100 Club. This donation will help the 100 Club in their efforts to support the families of fallen first responders. Come show your appreciation to our local police and firefighters. See you there Thursday, June 20th, 11 to 2. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Got plans this summer? A wish list of things to do? Well, the cleaning pros at Molly Maid are here to help. Call the professionals at Molly Maid and your home will be clean top to bottom so you can tackle that summer wish list. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service, so what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. It's best of the Brazos time, so go online and cast your vote today.
This is so big a story, we're going to keep it until tomorrow. So big a story, we're going to keep it until tomorrow.
That's wrong.
Yep. We finally have a legal definition of a hot dog.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Legal definition.
Legal definition of a hot dog.
Pretty sure they're selling illegal contraband at countless ballparks across
no
the
doubt.
U.S.
There's no doubt. That's why they were trying to get some sort of a definition here. Now, we have to stop because there's just too many things that happened today. Today is the anniversary of the hula hoop. It turns 56 today.
No kidding.
The day that its inventors sought a trademark for that hollow plastic circle that launched the dizzying craze. Richard Nair and Arthur Spud Mellon.
Spud
was his nickname. Based their creation on a similar toy that Australian schoolchildren seemed to enjoy. The rest is history. Within a year, Whammo, that company had sold more than 100 million hula hoops.
Okay. And made a freaking fortune.
At $2 a pop. And you know,
it cost them 10 cents to make them.
That's a lot of money back then. This date, 1934, the Federal Communications Commission was formed. That was because they needed to control telephone rates.
Yep.
That was part of the deal. First topless bar opened in San Francisco? Wow. 1964. And on this...